in this lighting, you can see the crater Descartes stands out much bigger than you would expect because of the low sun angle. And in fact, I had to look at my map in order to make sure that's what I was looking at. And the material that runs out of it that's in the area of the things we talk about as being that bright reflective area in this low sun angle has a much blockier and jumbled appearance than it does on any of the high sun photographs.
Roger.
It looks very much like looking down on a clinkery, a big clinkery center field, but on a much larger scale.
Roger, copy.
Yeah, big. Big rounded surfaced clinkers. That's fantastic. Boy, is that rough. Houston, as we look to the west into past the Terminator, there's a couple of degrees past the Terminator. There's one bright spot, peak, standing up, which is west of west of Con.
Charlie, you fading up?
Really high ground. Say again.
Right after you started talking about this peak and you said something like west of, you faded out. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, the general opinion here is that we may be looking at part of Smoky Mountain sticking up through the shadow.
Roger. FAO advises you've got some extra film on magazine UU. That's BHPW, and you can use it for targets of opportunity. And you can use the CEX exposure graph and stop down one stop from what you get off the graph. Casper, on that last transmission, as an example, F-11 for the CEX should go to F-16 to use with magazine UU.